CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The White House is giving out more information on the emerging TikTok deal with China to keep the app legal in the U.S. That and more from CBS News correspondent Lisa Rosner.
On Saturday, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt shared more details about the deal in an interview with Fox News.
This deal means that TikTok will be majority owned by Americans in the United States.
Also on Saturday, Leavitt said President Trump was not involved in ABC's decision to indefinitely suspend Jimmy Kimmel's show after Kimmel received pushback for comments he made related to political activist Charlie Kirk's death.
100,000 people are expected at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona for tomorrow's memorial service for Kirk. KPHO-TV's Derek Stahl is there.
Because there are so many high-profile officials, this is a very tight security event. Now, they are asking people to wear their Sunday best, red, white, and blue, but they say expect TSA-level security as you're coming in. So long lines for sure. No bags are allowed, not even clear bags.
The Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire is a crime scene with an active investigation underway this hour after a shooting left multiple victims. Police say there was one shooter and they have a suspect in custody. We do not have information on the conditions of the victims. California is becoming the first state to ban mask wearing for most law enforcement officers as of January. It's part of a package of new laws, as we hear from CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Botto.
Governor Gavin Newsom signing a legislation package Saturday aimed at protecting immigrant communities as ICE activity continues across the state.
I think of these five bills that I'll be signing here in a moment are about accountability.
The five bills essentially call for no ICE in schools or hospitals without warrants or court orders, and no concealing identities, basically banning law enforcement from wearing masks and demanding they display their name and badge number while working.
The Environmental Protection Agency is ordering some of its scientists to stop most publishing of research.
According to reporting from the Washington Post, members of the EPA's Office of Water were told during a town hall meeting this week to stop work on research papers unless it had already completed the final step of the publication process. For research still in progress, any studies would be subject to a new review process. The EPA said that the agency will continue to protect human health and the environment, but did not elaborate on the new review process. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
European airports are getting back on schedule after a cyber attack disrupted air traffic. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap Good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. One little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
A vintage rock and roller has died.
Sonny Curtis wrote the 1966 hit, I Fought the Law.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Over the following decades, it was covered by dozens of artists, from The Clash to Johnny Cash to Tom Petty. He was also the writer-crooner of the theme song to The Mary Tyler Moore Show. A statement from his family on his Facebook page this weekend said that he had become suddenly ill. Sonny Curtis, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Crickets in 2012, was 88. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tropical storm Gabriel continues to strengthen in the Atlantic. It's expected to remain over open waters for the next several days and become a hurricane, according to the National Hurricane Center. Gabriel's center is expected to pass by Bermuda on Sunday night or Monday. No watches or warnings currently in effect. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight and tomorrow with some passing showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight in the low 60s, a high tomorrow in the mid 70s. Rain chances continue, although less showers Monday and Tuesday. Currently at 64 degrees.
She was- Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Stay up. out, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Whoa, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. So in my dreams, the future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And oh, yours and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't
do me no harm, and I feel nice, a sugar and smile. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love.
Yeah.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
piece of my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
When I said I needed you, said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. One person is dead and several people were wounded during a shooting tonight at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney is on scene where there had been a wedding.
A witness told me she was a friend of the bride. She described this incident as surreal. She said it was like a moment out of a movie, something you never expect to actually have to live through. She says everyone was on the dance floor having a great time when all of a sudden she heard shots fired.
A suspect is in custody, and we're expecting a fuller briefing from police. A new set of crime laws in California includes a ban on most law enforcement officers wearing masks and covering their badges while on duty. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Botto has more.
For boots-on-the-ground organizations that patrol neighborhoods for ICE activity, they believe that the governor's actions are a step in the right direction, but there's still more that needs to be done.
We firmly believe that it won't be the politicians or it won't be like the police officers or local law enforcement that's going to defend the community from these raids. Only the people will organize themselves to defend themselves from these raids.
Security procedures are described as Super Bowl level, and they're descending on State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, for tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk.
Organizers tell me they anticipate a crowd of over 85,000 to fill the stadium and the nearby Desert Diamond Arena, which will serve as an overflow area. The event is first come, first serve, and attendees were told to expect TSA-level screening. Road closures and a visible escalation in police presence are already in place around the stadium. Elizabeth Campbell, CBS News, Glendale, Arizona.
The White House says the emerging TikTok deal